Good morning, this is Harry with today's Seaman Says. Maple Leaf Foods is ramping up in Brandon. With the addition of a second shift at Brandon processing plant, Maple Leaf Foods will ramp up its slaughter capacity over the next 6 to 8 weeks. And yes, we've been talking about that from time to time here and on SeamanSays.com. According to Maple Leaf spokesperson Jeanette Jones, the current hog slaughter capacity, 45 to 50,000 hogs per week, will climb to at least 75,000 per week by the end of October. Part of that increase in hog numbers will come as Maple Leaf continues with its stated plan to close processing facilities in other parts of the country, including its Marion Street facility in Winnipeg, which is scheduled to close at the end of October, and then consolidate operations in Brandon. A lot of work has been going. I'm sure they've been moving down the numbers in Winnipeg and moving them to Brandon. Some of them may be heading south, but right now, Brandon, Manitoba will be the focal point for Maple Leaf Foods processing industry in Canada. And that is great news for hog farmers in Manitoba. One other point. In Australia, got this release this morning, that particular hog industry is at the brink of disaster, according to the release, basically for the same reasons, except for one. They've had drought, they have a strong Australian dollar, high feed prices, and lots of imports coming from around the world. One thing I'm noting in that release is that they're looking to get the government to put in another tariff, non-tariff barrier, because they say that all of these imports are such a big threat to their industry because of disease. We're going to watch that one closely. That Seaman Says.